true.
Summit County Justice Files.
Welcome to the Justice Files, your weekly dose of law and order. Summit County style, brought to you by Crystal 93 and the Summit County Sheriff's Office. I'm Tom Fricke here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, and we're here to inform, educate, and engage with our community.
Well, Tom, you know, crime may not pay, but it sure makes for some interesting stories, doesn't it? So buckle up as we dive into the latest criminal activity, the lessons learned, and yes, more than just a few moments of law enforcement levity. Because while justice is a serious business, a little humor never hurt anyone. Unless, of course, it was a crime of bad jokes.
And you only hear the bad jokes on the Crystal 93 Morning Show. We'll try not to put those here on the podcast with the Summit County Justice Files. Let's get into it. There was a driver that got stuck in deep snow. Boy, that doesn't happen at all here in Summit County in the mountains at 9 to 10 to 12,000 feet above sea level where it snows regularly. What happened with this driver?
Well, as you know, I mean, we've seen this now this winter, especially a few times, but we see it every winter because some of our roads are dirt roads here in Summit County, and they become, you know, although they're summer access roads, they also become winter recreational roads and closed to through traffic. But we find cars on them all the time, and it's usually as a result of a GPS leading someone the wrong way. And so we all know that when a lot of people use GPS, they don't use common sense. And although they are quickly being buried like quicksand in the snow, they don't try to stop.
And they just keep getting stuck, more stuck, and they have to call somebody to get them out. And they got a ticket?
Yeah, they didn't get a ticket, but this was an expensive tow job.
I bet.
It was a really expensive winch out and tow job for this visitor. So, you know, GPS doesn't always lead you in the right direction.
Your eyes will not lie for the most part, so watch where you're going. So there is some drama happening at Copper Mountain. I mean, this is a heck of a story that started in the parking lot at Copper.
Yeah, it did. This is someone that this was an unruly guest at Copper that pulled into one of their parking lots and just decided they would go past the parking lot attendants and park where they wanted. And as a parking attendant came up to him and told him, you know, to please move his car or direct him where he should park, he decided that he was going to now move his car and headed down a dead end in the parking lot. And when he realized that he was facing a snowbank with his door still open, he jammed the car in reverse and started backing up towards these parking attendants and actually striking one of them and knocking them down. So, you know, there was a lot of witnesses, which there are in skier parking lots, and there was a lot of people that saw what had happened. And this guy never started his ski day, but he sure ended his day here at the Summit County Detention Facility on charges of attempted vehicular assault.
Not a cool thing at all, but there are times where things happen. Well, I was at Copper Mountain earlier this week, and I was getting on the Alpine Lot bus, the shuttle bus, to go to the Center Village. And as we're leaving the big Alpine lot, here comes a visitor, as evidenced by his red letter license plates.
Oh.
Yeah. He comes coming into
we
the...
We love our visitors.
Yeah. We love them, but not when they're driving where they shouldn't be. And you could see the wet wheel marks where he went around a barrier, and he's driving through where the buses go, pick up passengers at the Alpine 1 and 2 lots at Copper Mountain. Just weirdness. Weirdness, randomly.
Yeah, this is similar, but the barrier was a human.
Yeah.
And he hit that human. So better to hit a barrier. But, you know, we see these antics all over the place that people think like the snow is going to melt or something and they're not going to be able to ski when we know it's here till June, at least.
At least. Plenty of season to come. Animal control officers were dispatched to a vehicle on the side of I-70 near the tunnel. Some dogs inside.
Yeah, we talk about this. We've talked about it on the podcast before, animal lovers here in Summit County. This was someone that was traveling through the county and was found up there at the tunnel. It appeared that they were either sleeping or passed out in their car, but they were down inside the car with a couple dogs. And obviously people up there that work at the tunnel, and this is the tunnel coming into the county, were concerned for this young woman's welfare and called the cops. And when the deputies got there, the story was that her boyfriend left her up there, took an Uber from the tunnel. Now, we know this is on the side of an interstate, right?
Yeah.
Called an Uber, and the Uber picked him up there at the tunnel, took him east towards Vail, and left her there. Obviously, the investigation led that she was incredibly intoxicated, and she was trying to sleep it off and was arrested for DUI. Subsequently, arrested for DUI and slept it off at the Summit County Detention Facility.
What's amazing about that story is I didn't know you could get an Uber at the tunnel on I-70.
Yeah, to this day, we don't know. I don't think Ubers would know how to respond to the tunnel. And they left her and the dogs, which was crazy. So animal control took care of the dogs. They slept in a nice warm shelter here in Summit County, while the owner of the dogs slept in a nice warm shelter here at the Summit County Jail.
It's the Summit County Justice Files that you're listening to. I'm Tom Fricke from Crystal 93 with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And we get to visit regularly on the radio on Crystal 93 on Thursday mornings. And then the Justice Files digs a little deeper than we can go on the radio. And if you want to read along online, what's the website for the Justice Files?
Yeah, go to summitsheriffcolorado.gov and you will find the Justice Files in there.
Well, here's another story of a missing person. This seems to be happening on a regular basis.
Yeah, this is, I bring this up. We're talking about this because this, again, is someone looking for their missing son from out of state. And, you know, we have a transportation center here in Frisco that not only is used for our local bus transportation, but also Greyhound comes into it. And that just adds, and our Mustangs, the ski buses, and that just adds sometimes a layer of complication to things because people are tracking through electronic devices or otherwise, sometimes through silver helmets on their head, but they're tracking people here in Summit County. When people go off the radar, people panic and call law enforcement, ask to report their loved one missing, and is oftentimes. What this does is it starts, depending on the circumstances, because of our inclement weather, because it can be below zero outside, it can be in the middle of a snowstorm. There can be lots of reasons why we immediately launch resources to start looking for people. And as you know, usually the case, or we hope is the case, as it was in this one, is the next day the mother calls back and says that, you know, her son came back up on the radar and he's okay. But, you know, I bring this up because we do have this often, and it does create quite a burden on our resources when we start looking for people that aren't really missing or looking for people that want to be missing or been snatched by UFOs. That happens.
Now, is there a 24-hour waiting period before you have to report someone as a missing person?
So that's a great question. There used to be, and depending on what state you live in, there's all kinds of laws, but you know, Colorado recently passed a law where it's immediate. Someone can report someone immediate, and law enforcement immediately needs to put them in the national and state system. And we do, as we did in this case.
Does that somewhat get in the way of your efforts when the person shows up? Obviously, it's not an issue anymore, but, I mean, you start things in motion and other agencies get involved.
Yeah, we do. Because we've had, as you know, Tom, tragic situations here in Summit County where people, and we've talked about on the podcast, where people go missing in a snowstorm. They'll walk away from somewhere like the transfer center and not realize the weather and get lost in literally lost in a snowbank. Or a snowplow comes by, doesn't see them, and literally buries them in a snowbank. So, you know, depending on the circumstances and the information we get from the person calling, they can be really a drain on resources.
But thankfully, the Summit County Sheriff's Office is there to take care of business.
Yeah, always. We're always here to take care of business, here to serve.
Well, deputies responded to a report of an unruly patient at the St. Anthony Summit Medical Center. The patient was reportedly yelling. I'm guessing there's a lot of patients that do a lot of yelling in the hospital, but this is a little different.
Yeah, you know, we have only one hospital up here in Summit County. So it's a busy ER room, and it's a busy hospital. And so just like we only have one jail here in Summit County, the ER, just like our jail, can become a very busy place. And oftentimes we get what we love to fondly refer to as frequent flyers. People we know that often visit the ER for various reasons, or often visit the Summit County Jail, or visit one and subsequently visit the other. In this case, this person was being discharged by the hospital, or had been discharged, and now was refusing to leave, and decided that he was going to throw a tantrum in the lobby of the ER and not leave.
Why didn't he want to leave?
I think because he wasn't given the medications he was seeking.
I don't know, but I suspect that
that's the only reason why people get discharged and they don't want to leave. And they start throwing a tantrum and start breaking things and throwing things and, you know, cause law enforcement to be called. But, you know, when we showed up, you know, running, since we know this person, we, you know, obviously were able to check the system to see if there's any warrants out for his arrest. And not only were there warrants out for his arrest, but he also had a protection order that prohibited from being intoxicated. And lo and behold, I hate to spoil it, Tom, but he was intoxicated.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he had some, you know, drug paraphernalia on him. And so he ended up going in to jail, and he was, you know, subsequently charged with that violation of the protection order and spent the night in jail, so, or a few nights.
There was a man who called deputies after his roommate, his female roommate, broke down the locked door to his bedroom in order to retrieve her cat.
Not wanting to sound like a broken record, but, you know, we talk about these living arrangements that people have here, especially for the season or just to afford to live here. This is a typical roommate situation where there's more than one person living in a place. And as typical, people will secure their domain, their room. And this woman had a male roommate that her cat would occasionally go into his room and just stay there. The backstory to this is she had not been able to find her cat for about 12 hours and determined that the cat was probably in her roommate's room. Called her roommate, who was just finishing up skiing, saying that they'd be home in an hour and they'd open the room and look. She didn't want to wait. So she decided that she was going to break down the door and go look for her cat. Now, the good news is the cat was there. It really was in the room. The bad news is, like most roommates around here, and again, we've talked about the various ways of surveilling people, his room was under constant surveillance. So he actually had her breaking into his room. And when I say breaking his room, like, you know, punch the hollow door out. And then to try to cover up the crime, she put the door back together and then shut the door and left, thinking that he would know. But, you know, caught it like the old candid camera, caught on film.
Yeah.
Hard to dispute, caught on film. So, again, she was summonsed for trespassing and criminal mischief.
And I'm guessing they lost their damage deposit on the place.
lost the damage deposit, but found the cat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the cat was alive and well, so.
The cat was alive and well.
Yeah, it's all good. It's the Summit County Justice Files that you're listening to. I'm Tom Fricke with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. We are in the Justice Center in the Sheriff's Office, and we're talking about a woman who received an eviction paper from her landlord with whom she lived, and shortly thereafter went on a rampage, apparently didn't want to be evicted.
Yeah, you know, this is another, you know, I don't know, you know, we talk about towards the end of the season here how people start getting cabin fever. I don't know if these are a result of cabin fever, but there, as you can see, we've had a few roommate disputes, and this is one where, you know, she lives with her landlord, which again is another typical setup where someone just rents a room in their house to somebody, some stranger. This woman just had a, well, it appears to be just sort of like a mental break, and just started destroying the kitchen, and then came at her landlord with a pair of scissors, because the landlord, crazy to think this, but the landlord was evicting her, and this was the reaction to the eviction, and obviously 911 was called, and we went there, and we found a place for her to live here at the Summit County Detention Facility.
So in eviction situations, what is the best way for a landlord and a tenant to handle that without having to involve the sheriff's department?
Well, you know, by law, you have to serve them. You have to serve them through a process, an eviction process. Like, I can't let you stay at my house, and you decide now you're not going to leave, and I call the cops and I want you to throw Tom out because I let him told him he could stay here for 3 days. He's been here for 3 months. We will tell you that you've got to go through the eviction process and either have us serve it, which there's a fee to, you know, go to court, get the proper papers, have us serve, or have someone who, over 18, who is not connected to the case, serve this person. So that's how the eviction process works. Again, it's different depending on where you're listening. It's different all over the place. But this person wasn't just happy with being served. And this was the reaction. Typical reaction, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, nobody likes to get evicted from their dwelling. There was a man living in unincorporated Breckenridge. He called for help because he wanted a friend who was at his house to leave. Another situation where you've got somebody on your property, on your premises, and you don't want them there.
You know, we talked about last week on the podcast about, you know, don't bring people home from bars that after a night of drinking to go home and continue drinking and then decide it's lights out, it's time for everybody to leave, because sometimes those people won't want to leave. This is one of those situations where these guys have been partying all night and decided it was time to go. And then it turned into a threatening to fight match. You know, it turned out to almost like the story we just talked about the eviction. This is why the other person didn't want to leave. So deputies had to come and get someone out of there. And luckily, the person that you know, was having the after party, didn't want any charges pressed. They just wanted that person out of there. Now, obviously, this is much different than an eviction, right? This is in the moment, same night, changed my mind, brought you home from the bar to continue the party, and I want to go to bed now.
And it's time for you to leave.
It's time for you to leave.
Well, speaking of bars, there's a lot of them around Summit County, and people like to come here on vacation and party, imbibe a little bit. And maybe see some live music, you know, do some dancing, hang out with some friends. Well, there was a situation at a Keystone Bar. What happened there?
Yeah, you know, this story isn't probably, it's probably a familiar story. You name the town. But this is one of the ones where someone tried to get into a bar underage with a fake ID, presented to the bouncer. The bouncer at the door was smarter than that and called it out. And turned the person away, held on to the fake ID. And so this person, in retaliation, decided they were going to call the police and report that this bouncer was letting in underage drinkers. You know, gave the bouncer's description. But obviously it wasn't true. None of it was true after the deputies checked it out. It turned out she was just mad because the bouncer took her fake ID and she couldn't go use it at some other bar. Only in Summit County.
It happens in Summit County, and especially when we have a lot of visitors all through the season. And speaking of visitors, saw some tunnel numbers. The vehicles through the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnels.
Yeah, 252,351 for the week. So we track these every week. We get these numbers from CDOT. And, you know, they're just another indicator to us about how many people might be visiting the county. Now, understanding that some of those people are passing through, they're commuting across the country, they're whatever they're doing, but they are coming through the county and they just might be getting off in Summit County. And these numbers, it's crazy the numbers, the way they fluctuate. And you've talked about it, we've talked about it on the air, that sometimes these break records year over year about visitors.
And speaking of visitors, it's spring break.
It is spring break this weekend, and a big storm is supposed to come.
Oh,
so
boy.
This is how it works here, that on these big, you know, spring break holidays or other holidays during the winter, that a big winter storm rolls in, and we start looking at road closures and interstate closures. So stand by for next week's Justice Files, because I'm sure there'll be some shenanigans in there.
And for up-to-the-minute road conditions, get them on 93.9 in Summit County. That's Crystal 93. That's where I work on the morning show. And Jamie Fitzsimons here at the Sheriff's Office. That's a wrap for this week's Justice Files. Tom Fricke with Jamie Fitzsimons. Remember, knowledge is power. And a little laughter along the way doesn't hurt either.
So stay safe. Stay informed, and if you're thinking about committing a crime, maybe, don't. It never ends well, and you might just end up as our next feature.
Until next time, this is the Summit County Justice Files, where law meets laugh, and justice always has the final say.
Indeed, it does.